It's incredibly important for us to understand that the command to love our neighbor as ourselves immediately follows the command to love the Lord our God with all of our heart and soul and mind and our strength. Because the temptation is to really believe that we can have a deep love for someone else without really having a love for God, or haven't thought about a love for God, or haven't intentionally leveraged who we are to love God. And that's really not true. It's not possible at all to love someone without loving God. If God is love, if God defines what love is, namely an unconditional love that lays down its life for others, and yet we have no regard for the God that defines this love, then our love for others that we think is love will be but a cheap imitation of that. It will become whatever we want it to be. Love will be defined by us. In fact, it will be a love that is defined by maybe a form of like, or I am excited by this person, or I think this person is cool or neat. It will be a love that is soft, a love that is weak, a love that is not challenged, a love that will not take risks. For we all know that true love, love in action, often takes the form of tough love. It exposes, it's honest, it disciplines, it is direct, but it is unconditional. It is not lost when we stumble and fall. And truthfully, we don't often like this form of love at first glance when it is first given to us, but looking back, we know that it was for our good. We know this about our parents. We know this about coaches along the way. We know this about someone who stepped in and loved us by being honest, who loved us by putting us on a path of discipline so that with our work ethic, we're honest and we work hard. With our learning, we take it seriously. With the promises that we make, we don't just cross our fingers and turn our backs. Those people love us. They care for us. They're honest and they're direct. God's love for us is like that. And it's not the kind of love that we often hear about today. God's love for us on the cross was itself not an act of affirmation. He didn't come to earth to die for us in order to affirm us. Came to save us. Came to set us free. He laid down his life for us. And it was tough in that it exposes who we are. If we really look at the cross and why Jesus came, we have to look at why he came. And to look at why he came, we have to look within us and to see, he died for me. Well, why did he die for me? Because he paid a price that I couldn't pay, a price that was too hard, a price that was very serious. And for that, I give him thanks. The essence of his love is not to affirm us, it's to change us. It takes us as we are, and it makes us into a new creation. It burns away all the rough edges, and it slowly, I want to remind you of that word, slowly changes. Don't believe anybody who says that in a day's time they could go from being an immature person to a perfectly mature Christian being. God takes time to make us who he wants us to be. That is the love that we want. Because truthfully, you all know the love that turns its back on you. You know people who've done it. You know, the pain of being told that you were loved only to be abandoned and rejected in those times when you desperately needed it. That is not the love of God. The love of God is far deeper and wider than we can ever possibly imagine. Now, others think that they can have a deep love for God and yet little regard for others. And it's also not possible. I was reading 1 John this week, and the point is made. Listen. The reason that we love others is because God first loved us. And if we say, John says, that we love God and yet hate our brothers and sisters, which means all those who God loves, we're liars. And he says we are no better than murderers. therefore we ought to love one another. We cannot say that we love God and hate others. If our devotion to God, if our attention to the Bible does not produce within us a desire to love others, then we are not really connected to God as we think we are. And so therefore, just as we said that loving God must be deeper than our fluctuating emotions, but it has to be attached deeply to the heart and the soul and the mind and the strength, so too is our calling to our neighbor. God does not call you to love them like liking them. There are many people that you will be called on to love that you may not like, that you may not respect. That has to be earned. But to love them is to not be like the ones on the road who walked by the man laying in the ditch, which is a parable for a lot of things in life, not just equated with a car breaking down the side of the road. It's saying, would you love someone even if you didn't like them, even if it was going to make you late, even if you may be labeled as someone who cares for someone of a lower class or stage in life? We know with the Lord there's no such stages. A resolve to love because we have been loved by God. The two are inseparable. And one of the monitors, one of the gauges to help us figure out, in fact, how much we love God is to ask, how much do we love others? Or how much do we hate others? Are we willing to jump in and help when it's called upon us to do so? This morning, in light of, we just had a hurricane, Hurricane Ike, come through and hit Texas very hard. I wanted to ask Dave Hall to come up and to tell you an experience that he had working with a church that came from in Salinas and with Presbyterian Disaster Assistance, and the unique call that he had to help people in the wake of Katrina. So I'd like you to hear this. So come on up, Dave.